Welcome to Secrets of Hagheim. Last time our party started their long rest. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the episode.
There's XP values and luck points.
More luck points for my collection.
Who would like to run us a recap of last session? I have to see what the fucking total is now. It's not 70. It's getting close.
It's not. Because I spent a bunch.
Yeah.
It was two sessions ago. I think I spent like 20.
Me too. I spent a bunch. All right. So, returning from the HUD, we did a little dance, walked back, you know, paid a toll. We're like, all right, let's go back now. Both Jonathan and Bren walked ahead of us, not wanting to be seen with us or something. I don't know. They were just really desperate to go back home. So, quickly trying to catch up to them. Oh, do we want to talk about what happened with Jesse? Ah, yes. Let's go back. Let's go back in time now. Back to the mask question. Where he really didn't answer the question, but he kind of answered the question. Something about change. Something different now. Change of heart. Pondering things. There was a swapping of helms. I was wearing Allie's helm. Allie was wearing my mask. We were both goofing around while Annie and Outram had a serious discussion about this weird dagger thing that he got. And he's like, oh, well, can you identify it for me? I know I've been an asshole, but, you know, I'm trying not to be so much of one as of date. So we're trying to move past that. Now I'm a full Azimar. I got the wings to prove it. Here's the dagger. Please identify it for me. Tries to find the deck of calamity. Forgets that he doesn't have the deck of calamity because Tyranite took the deck of calamity. And now he's like, "What should I do with this?" And Ultram's like, "Well, that might be a good tool to use against Daldi. I mean, we're going to fight her and all those cultists, right?" And then boom, bam, boom. He gives it to Allie. Allie starts dropping bones piece by piece for Annie because he has a bag of holding. Outram gave back the bones that he was carrying. Allie's talking about it, and then she fucking attunes to it without realizing it. And she's like, ow, for some reason. Even though it wasn't painful at all. So continuing down this walk, eventually they start talking about their plans on what they're going to do with Daldi and how things kind of line up. And where things coincide, the pieces are connecting. And Boltier's like, listen, we should probably start talking through our earrings of communication because Daldi probably still has spies in the city as they're approaching the city. They pay the toll. They move forward. Yes, they catch up to Jonathan and Bren. Outram and Allie decide to go back to the estate, whereas everyone else decides to accompany Jonathan and Bren back to Tyson's home. Boltier suggests a piggyback ride. Lutric takes the suggestion, rolls with it. Bren says, I'm good. Laughs it off. Asks who suggested it. Boltier was immediately ratted out. Haha, get it. All right. Continuing forward from there, Boltier was like, you know, my dad does it all the time, so I figured it'd be cool. And then Bren was like, hey, you want a piggyback ride, Boltier? And Boltier was like, nah, I'm good. But I give you one if you want to hop on my back and we could just walk all the way through. I'll even go on all fours. We can make it like a ride or something. And he laughed it off, said I was strange, said never to stop being me and not to be my dad who's weird about bread. Basically give up my dream about being a baker. Then a lot of questions were asked about what was going on Balter's and what was the affair that was happening. Boltier kind of explained it to a certain extent, to the least extent that he could possibly. Lost soul, maze, gifts, ta-da. Tried to talk about Cordan, Cordan didn't pop out. Bren looked at Boltier like he's crazy. Boltier was like, listen, go ask Tyson. He saw him. Off note, Boltier should probably, according to Davis, stop using a Cordan like a party trick. It'd probably be best. Had a whole discussion on that. Mustache wax was revealed. Bren said it looked like the one that his grandma always carried around. Lutric was like, yeah, my dad used to wear it or something. They have a nice little stroll back to the house. Make it back to the house. After Annie threatens to maim Lutric's son for asking too many questions.
Not maim, he straight up said kill.
Okay, kill his son. And then Bren was like, all right, I get it. You wouldn't have said that without reason, so I'll stop asking questions. Some questions were asked about the morality of one Samson Townsley. Upstanding gentleman, upstanding fellow, was put down on the table as the opinion of such a man. They make it to Tyson's. Cut to Allie and Outram. Allie's discussing the feather she has and how it could help. Whether or not she really wants to use the blade to bind a soul. The thought of a more peaceful strategy. And discussions about soul binding in general. Then she went to go unattune from the blade. Partway through that was unsuccessful. Then something happened off screen. I don't know what that was, so I can't explain that. Then back to the gang. They go into Tyson's house. Tyson's like, does anybody knock anymore? And we're all like, wait, we're family, right? Dom Toretto, all that. All right, so let's eat breakfast. He makes breakfast. He's like, thank you for what you guys did. We heard about the woman of the house coming back and stating who she is of the manor. And there was some reports of public indecency that were mentioned. He had no idea who Rufus was, even though, we just wanted to ask to see if he had, like, made it to the city safe and sound, because he kind of just disappeared that night. Questions were asked about Barnaby P. Thumplewilt, to which Jonathan had some information, as well as Tyson, in regards to his snake oil routine and getting kicked out of the Merchant's Guild and the fact that apparently he gave some miracle concoction to a Lilith Willowhurst to cure her of her supposed illness that she had randomly out of nowhere. And he's been selling things outside the premises of Hagheim so that he would not be placed in jail. Lilith has two sons in two different locations that I've written in my journal, but I don't remember off the top of my head. And a discussion of whether or not Daldi would be a problem in the future. And to which Annie said, probably not, seeing as how we're going to take care of it. We were promoted to inactive city guardsmen. So we have a little badge. I'm a detective now. It's crazy. On the case, finding missing people, stopping crimes. Everyone but Outram, and we had our little breakfast. We had a nice little conversation. We talked about Lilith. We talked about Barnaby. We talked about tips and tricks for being a detective, some more unsavory than others. Boltier hugged a bunch of people. The captain didn't want to hug me back, but I said bye to the captain about 8 times. No one grabbed the coin purse. We left the abode. Lutric gave hugs to everybody. Asher didn't want to give hugs to anybody. And Medley just dipped. Annie was kind of like being a dickhead. That's usually the case. And there he was, standing outside by himself until Boltier left the premises.
Okay. So we're going to be coming back into session with party. Everyone who wasn't at the house, Outram and Allie. You all arrive back at the manor.
Lovely. I'd like to, if I can, Davis, Yeah. To walk into a room by myself and try to speak to a Cordin.
Upon entering right in, there's the war room to the immediate right and the kitchen to the immediate left.
Can I go to the room in the hole in the back?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, you're heading to the backyard. What is everyone else doing?
What time of day would this be?
This would be about afternoon when everyone would be getting back.
Okay.
Asher, Medley, anything you two would be doing? Lutric, you just got home. Actually, it wouldn't be afternoon. It would be like 10 or 11-ish in the morning.
Guess I'd go check on Connus, see how he's doing.
Okay, yeah. The boar, you'll be the boy.
It's still pretty early in the day, so it's not like I have to go rest or anything.
No? Anything else?
I mean, I'll read a book.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you can head into the little library area. Which, if you want to see what books are currently in the house, you can go to Crimson Chimera HQ, and in the library right there, you got a collection of different books you can read.
All right. Then I'll go. Yeah, then I'll just do just that.
Okay. Well, cool, cool. Asher, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Tell me.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Afternoon, get it. Really.
Get it. No.
It'll be almost. Afternoon soon.
It's almost noon, but I can't really think of anything, so I think...
Noir, I'm guessing.
I just go into my room.
Got it. Cool, cool, cool. Medley, you can just... You're just reading books. You're not going to gain any real information from those. But! Boltier, Lutric... Asher, roll me d20s.
Yeah, 10.
14.
Oh.
Spin the roll off between you two.
3.
Okay.
11.
All right, Lutric. You head into the backyard. You can see your big old boar. Big old boy. His moss is starting to grow in. His tusks are coming in. It seems that in some way, of some fashion, there is a slight mud pit that he has somehow cultivated. And he is currently just rolling around in it.
Nice.
Yep.
Boy, I should get him something to do. Like, just get him a large barrel or something he can shove around.
Mm-hmm. Get him a job somewhere here in town.
Yeah.
The bakery.
Yeah, the bakery needs a third person. They've been wanting one.
Needs a dumpster to throw away all the burnt bread. Open your mouth, boar.
You assume the bakery in town makes burnt bread.
Well, whenever Boltiers come back home.
Yeah.
There's a competitor bakery that just sucks. It just makes burnt bread all the time.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to do? Anything you would like to... Would you like...
I think I'm going to go find, like, a barrel or something for him.
Okay. You got plenty of empty barrels downstairs, so you'll be able to go get one, bring it up, and give him a thing to play with.
He can smash around with his tusks.
Yeah. You have acquired barrel for Canis. He now has nice. Toy.
Toy acquired.
Achievement unlock. Was a good boy while dad was away.
This time.
Achievement unlocked. Fulfill life purpose. Wait, what? That was it.
Let's see if... Let's see how bad this can be.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You might have to get him a new barrel sooner rather than later.
Oh, okay, I need to reinforce a barrel.
Maybe.
Fill it with, like, hay to absorb some of the impact.
Yeah. Put an enchantment on it. Self-repairing barrel.
Auto-mending.
That's not a bad idea.
Is there anything else? Or are you just hanging out?
I'm just kind of hanging out with him.
Got it. All right, smash cut. We're going to head over to Asher. You're heading back up to your room, right?
Yes.
Great. So as soon as you open the door leading into your room, there is going to be almost like an avalanche of dark shadows that are going to pour out of the room.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What is an avalanche of dark shadows?
Like, it was like the room was full of water, and then suddenly you opened it, and all that water just came rushing out, but it's just made of pure black shadow. And as soon as all of those shadows are just gone and dissipate after slamming against you, though it doesn't hurt, but you definitely feel the force, you're going to find Allie unconscious on the ground, sprawled out. Allie, can you, roll me, 2DM, just 3D20 checks right now? Just...
Yes, like that?
Yeah. Okay.
Need two people dead.
So what are you gonna do, Asher?
So.
Yeah.
Hey, really confused.
I can't get another D20 roll to GM.
So pool Avalanche. Mm-hmm. Why did I say poop? Avalanche of Shadows. Can I? So she's there unconscious. Can I cure wounds by any chance, assuming that some fuckery happened in that to her?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can run up. You can do your cure wounds, yeah. You're going to notice that your spell does not take effect because she's at full health. Allie, you wake up. Your entire right arm feels as if it's burning. And Asher and Allie, you're both going to notice a tattoo that is going to begin forming on her arm almost instantaneously.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Nope. I lied to you. It's on my right side.
Yep. Your right arm.
Okay.
It looks like a dad. Also, you do have a new thing in your inventory if you did not notice before, Lewis. In your gear.
Doke. In my gear. I see. Whoa! I have a Horn of Silent Alarm?
It's above that one.
Oh.
Whoa. I have another Horn of Silent Alarm?
I was gonna make a joke miming, but then I realized how bad it would look.
Yeah?
To blow two Horns of Silent Alarm at the same time. So.
Yeah. But Allie's arm is now covered in what appears to be a rolling mesh of bramble.
I am conscious.
Yep.
I pat Asher on the shoulder.
What happened?
What?
What?
With what?
Allie, what happened?
Like, after we got back to Hagheim, or?
First, you were on the ground. Second off, before opening this room, there was an avalanche of shadows just pouring out. What happened?
What is an avalanche of shadows?
Your mom is giving me a book.
So Ultramai came back to the estate, and then we just having some talks and whatnot. And then I came up here and I tried to break attunement to my dagger with a lot of concentration, and you tried to heal me, which I really appreciate.
I didn't know what was going on. I just see you on the ground.
Also, what is an avalanche of shadows? I really have no idea what you're talking about with that.
Just think of it like really, really, really dark water.
Okay. So you
imagine opening the door. And what happened?
You opened the door and I was in really dark water?
Essentially.
And then you saw me in here and you were worried about me. As Allie will, you can... She's wearing her helm, but you can feel the smirk on her face. And you rushed in here to save me, like a true friend would.
Okay, but what happened?
I'm gonna need you to be a little more specific.
You got back.
Yeah. Ultram and I talked. I came up here. Yep. And then the next thing I remember, I woke up to a concerned friend. Are you okay, buddy? An avalanche of shadow sounds pretty scary. Do you want me to get you a drink of water? You seem kind of beside yourself.
Shadow's unconscious. Also, you have a tattoo.
Holy shit!
Okay, so that wasn't before you got told. Okay.
Do you think if I try to break attunement again, it'll spread?
You're either attuned to a magic item, or you're not.
Is a sound that is heard when Allie asks, if I break attunement again, do you think it will spread?
What was the sound that was heard? Oh, okay.
It was me.
I will show Asher the dagger, Kinslayer. This is much different from any normal attunement.
Different how?
I can't willingly break the attunement to it, no matter how hard I try. It's something that is bound to me that I am unable to remove of my own volition, which I'm sure you can relate with.
Where'd you get the...
Would I get the dagger? Is that what was asked?
Mm.
It showed up for Annie, and my understanding is that he gave it to Ultram, and then Ultram handed it to me, and upon giving it to me, it attuned to me. And I am unable to unattune to it. No matter either method I have tried.
For you both, this room is going to drop like 20 degrees. Which, for you, Asher, you notice the difference, but it does not feel as cold as it does for Allie.
Does the lighting change at all, or is it just the temperature?
Just the temperature. You'll be able to start noticing your breaths.
That's new.
Does it seem like there's anything new that may or may not be causing it somewhere in the room?
Asher, you definitely know where what is causing this to happen.
I see.
Yes.
Are you doing this, Asher?
You both will hear the word Gustos. Allie, you will hear that in Asher's voice being spoken aloud from a undiscernible location. But Asher, in your mind, you will hear the word Warden.
What is that?
Roll me a D100, Lewis.
Do you?
Yeah, just yell in the open, that's fine.
100?
For the first time, besides you, Asher, Allie, you will notice the manifestation of a light blue armored entity suddenly coming into shape in this room, not too far away from the two of you, with what appears like burning blue eyes underneath its full helm.
Is he standing there? Yep. Menacingly?
It's definitely menacing for you. Salvete. Which, Asher, you'll recognize as the word for hello.
Allie will stand up and brush herself off. Extend her hand and say, I am Alondra Aurum.
You'll see this entity take a moment kind of looking down at your hand before. You would have seen this offhandedly from like the duelist at the tournament that Asher had participated in, but he'll do a similar salute and over his chest to you, and he will just give you Planar's Bane.
What?
He has said the name of the cutlass that Asher has.
Allie would look to Asher to see if his eyes are following the movements of everything that is happening.
Is he?
Aye.
What is Asher doing at this moment as this has occurred between Planar's Bane and Allie?
When you say watching movements, you mean just like pretty much seeing everything happening?
Yes.
And yeah, that's definitely one thing.
You can see him. He said his name is Planar's Bane.
This is Planar's Bane, you know, sword that I have.
Davide.
What language is he speaking?
You'll recognize this as the same language in similarity to that of the Lightless Wardens, the large glass-like minotaurs of the Labyrinth.
I am asking Asher.
But no, I'm just telling you that you recognize that this is similar to that language. Jesse, do you need a reminder of what it's called?
Please tell me. I think I might get it wrong.
It is just simply known as Ancient Valian.
I was about to say Valian. Okay.
Yeah.
He's speaking in Ancient Valian.
And you, I assume you can understand him as you're attuned to him?
He will speak out Voskan Kukuo, which you, Asher, will understand you can too, which he will then put out his hand towards Allie.
Like in a shaking motion, or...
It appears like it.
Assuming he did his salute and this is his way of, like, introducing himself, I meet the handshake.
Great. Roll me a constitution saving throw.
Hooray. I love constitution saving throws.
Can I give... I'm trying to think of a number that's between this and this. So, yeah, fuck it. 18 points?
Yeah, you can. Plus
yeah. I will spend 2 to make it a plus 11.
Yep.
That would be a 26. A 25.
25. Which you can just do your rolls in public.
Yeah, I didn't even realize I had it toggled in my character sheet. Thank you for the luck, Jesse.
Instead of taking 27 cold damage, you take 13. And
hooray!
It feels as if your insides are being frozen from the inside out.
Kind of like how that lightning thing felt that one time.
Yeah.
Rad.
You are then going to hear Asher's voice again come emanating from just the general area around you. You'll hear the underlapping of the original language he is speaking, but you will only be able to really discern the common. As he will say, "It is a pleasure to finally meet you."
It is a pleasure to meet your acquaintance as well.
Yes.
Although you have been traveling with us for a while.
Correct. So who did you communicate with?
I walk over and close the door.
Okay.
I motion Asher to sit on his bed. And then Allie will sit on her bed. I spoke with the Lord of Mask. This is something that I would like to keep between just us at this moment. Okay, this is... I'm just going to rephrase that. This is something I would like you to not talk to Annie about.
Hmm.
Okay.
The cursed one.
He does not have good thoughts and feelings toward him.
Hmm.
And I assume that's where this and showing my left arm more than likely came from.
Hmm.
May I ask you a question, Planar's Bane?
Go ahead.
What are your goals for Asher?
His helm is slowly going to turn, and he's just, his vision is bearing down on Asher to turn him into the hero he thinks he should be.
Insight?
Yeah, you can roll insight.
23?
He is a difficult person thing to get a read on.
I mean, he's also wearing a full helm, isn't he?
As am I.
You're also assuming there's anything under that.
Ah, Full Metal Alchemist. I'm sorry, that's been on the brain a lot because we're watching through it.
How do you plan on making him the hero he seeks to be? And Asher, what does that mean to you?
As Asher is not responding, Planar's Bane's helm will turn back to Allie to help him through the three trials he is tasked with.
Who has tasked him with these trials?
The Flayer.
What happens at the end of them?
He will prove himself capable of being a warden.
And what does that entail?
They were what the duelists were based on.
The old way or the new way?
The old way.
Well, that definitely answers my question from earlier.
He has completed the trial of pride. He is yet to start the trial of vanity.
Is that what's been going on with his arm?
Yes.
Asher, will you show me your arm?
Jesse died. Sad day.
They called someone just used a med pack on him from Left 4 Dead.
Ooh.
I need a medic bag.
So what do you do, Asher Belfair?
I'm going to show the mark.
Seeing this, at first, Allie, you will only see what appears like the just base duelist symbol that has always been on his arm, but you are going to see what appears like Frost Rimmet, and you'll watch as it fades and is replaced by the word vanity.
How did you get past pride? Allie's eyes will shift between Asher and Planar's Bane.
Planar's Bane is solely looking at Asher for this. And he rides off on his motorcycle.
Yeah. It was really cool because as soon as you went to inhale from your vape, the motorcycle went off and I'm like, man, that's a hard hit.
Activated the boost. So how did you pass the first trial?
I shook Boltier's hand.
And? You shook his hand, and what else? You shook his hand, what else? Because you know what you did? You know what you did?
Did you hug him also?
Did you, Asher? Did you hug him?
Jesse, what does Asher's facial expressions look like after Planar's Bane has prompted him on what else?
Are we going to see them? You going to show us? You want to show us them? Just real quick?
Do I have to? Hold on,
You don't have to. But it could be easier.
Let me just see if there's a place to put my camera.
I don't know if anyone else knows. I assume Byron would and Dave would, but Jesse now has a desk and a chair.
Did Jesse not have a desk and chair before?
Well, he had a
bed.
That's what I was going to ask. Didn't you get a new desk? Or did you just shift your other one?
It's a new desk. It had to be a smaller one, otherwise it would block my doorway and I'd be trapped in my room forever.
Oh no.
Or move the desk in a different area. But...
No, he used to use his bed as his chair. Yeah.
It's not good for your back.
How did I not notice that?
So you just set it like the foot end of your bed and your poster in the background was above your bed?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. We won't be able to see Cho'Gath anymore.
No. Unless I get another one that's deadly.
Oh man, give Jesse another reason to get another Cho'Gath.
Oh wow, this time's gonna be framed.
Big giant Cho'Gath mural on the ceiling.
Anyway, what else did you do, god damn it? You shook his hand! Did you challenge him to another duel?
Did you kiss him?
There he is.
Yay! So Jesse, what's Asher's face looking like?
Right, that was the point of this, right?
Yeah.
Probably like that.
Oh man, I need a haircut.
Oh my god. Don't you start with that.
This guy needs a haircut.
I mean, if it's too hard, I suppose we could ask Voltaire what else you did. It might be important for discerning how to finish your trial of vanity.
I can't hold off a smile, it's hard.
But what else was it you did? Planar's Bane is going to walk over and sit down next to Asher, placing a gauntleted hand on his shoulder. You can say it. Doesn't change what's happened. We're going to smash cut. Hey, Boltier, you're down in your bread room.
Yes. Did I see Thunderdith on the way in or no?
Nope.
Okay, cool. All right. I just want to make sure I say hello before I just go into my room and go. So I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to just call out to him. Cordan? Oh, I wanted to talk about your deal that you wanted to do with me, the whole helping you out thing. And I figured since we'd be alone, it could be easier for you to talk to me that way.
Oh, you're not certain you want to parade me around in front of other people?
You're really cool. Sorry.
But yes, there is something you can help me with. Since my time in this city, I have felt something. Something that makes sense, I suppose. Knowing that his presence was in this city. My mount. She had an egg. And currently resides in the Black Kraken Brewery. I want it to hatch.
Oh, I can certainly do that. I just have to talk with the owners of the establishment, who are in disguise, of course.
Yeah, you'll have a more difficult time than that.
Oh.
Yes. You'll need to find the person that the dragon will bond to and bring it to them, and that is how the dragon will hatch.
Who would that be?
I don't know. I am not the dragon.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess I could talk to Thunderdeath. She might know, like, how to find that person.
Black dragon. No, she would not.
Oh.
Chromatic dragons aren't the same as metallic.
Okay. I mean... I suppose. I mean, you would know. You're very knowledgeable on the matter.
Yes.
So I'd have to get the egg, and find also the person that would bond to this egg at the same time.
Correct, or bring the person to the egg.
Okay, that's true. I could do that. I could most certainly do that. I mean, if you just want the egg to hatch, it doesn't seem to be an issue there.
We will see if you are truly capable.
Well, I most certainly made a promise, and as you've seen, all this stuff I've been doing for previous spirit that was in my vicinity, my friend, I do the utmost to help him out.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That's all right. You know, trust is meant to be earned, so I'll work on that.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay, so do you know by chance how I would locate someone like that? A person that would bond with a dragon?
If the dragon detects that there is someone who has found it, who at least has some form of connection to the person it will bond with, it will give them visions.
I know someone.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, Annie saw visions, and then he shared it with us.
You sure he wasn't just doing some kind of drug?
No, not this time. We cured him of that.
You sure?
Yes, no, he snuck off, he found the egg, and the egg showed him visions of the past, of its life, and how it got there. I guess I'll have to talk to Annie about that. Maybe we could help bring Annie, and we'll go get the egg, and we'll figure out how to go from there.
Good luck. He definitely seems like the one to trust you.
Oh, no, he doesn't, but like I said, I'll make him come with me, if anything.
Good luck with that. Hopefully you don't get stabbed.
Hopefully.
Is there anything else?
No, I apologize for taking up so much of your time and parading you around town. I just... Newfound power is very cool. I think it's very awesome of you, you know, as how powerful you are to be able to appear in front of everybody. I mean, back when I spoke to Christoph, it was like only I could hear him, and you know, I'd look like a weirdo, crazy person talking to the air.
I'm certain you did.
I did. And, well, you know, now that people can see you, you know, it's different. I'd like it if we got more well acquainted as friends.
Friends?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Two people who are very close to each other that have each other's backs when everything hits the fan. You know, we're there for each other.
I am not interested in you in that way, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's fine too.
I like people of the opposite gender, if you understand.
Oh, no, not like that. Not like that. That's very different. That's more of a romantical situation there, whereas us is just a mutual bond, kind of like brothers.
But you are not my brother.
Yeah, I know. It's like close, but not.
You are a small rat man, and I am a proud Githyanki.
I know that. It's like, well, you see, it's like the step below brothers, where we're more so less familial, but more like connected in a different sense.
I already stated that I'm not interested.
No, not like that. I guess it's hard to, like, me and Asher, we're good buds, pals, friends. But we're not connected in any sort of way like that you're describing.
Are you telling me he does not despise you?
Not anymore.
Are you certain?
I mean, we hugged it out.
It looked like he definitely did not actually want to see your face. Trying to force the mask onto you?
Well, he was drunk. He was just trying to, you know, put the mask back on.
Are you certain?
I guess not 100%, but we've been very close since. We've had that heart-to-heart a long time ago. Well, it feels like a long time ago, especially how long we were gone.
I see. So you are, as you had said, close friends?
I would definitely have his back in any sort of situation that he was in. If he needed my help, I'd be there.
Accordan will come closer, put his hand on both of your shoulder, the only way a ghost really can.
Well, I'm happy for you. I am not interested in such things, but good for you that you're able to find someone in this world.
No, see, me and Thunderdeath, that's how we are. Me and Asher are just friends.
You and the dragon, follow me.
Oh. In any event, what are your thoughts? You were there, right? When I was talking to Allie that night.
Talking to her about...
About...
The thing.
Yes.
I saw it.
What are your opinions on that? The fact that this is hidden from Annie?
I don't care.
You think it could be dangerous, or...
Well, anything that trips out of a swamp can be dangerous. You're dangerous if you creep out of a swamp.
You do understand that he's a godling, right?
Godling, god, dragon. If you can kill someone, you're dangerous.
I don't think I can be posed as a dangerous threat to a godling, but very much so the opposite way around.
If it has a heart, it can die.
Very interesting way of thinking about it.
The Astral Sea, the place that you people were at. Do you not know the alternate name to it?
No.
It's known as the Graveyard of Gods.
Oh.
Anything can die.
That's certainly good to know. Okay, I won't take too much of your time. Thanks for talking to me and letting me know. I'll get on that egg hunt.
I'll let you know something. A little bit of my people's history. The Githyanki people were one of the first races. We were not, fortunate like you all. We were from elsewhere, able to travel. We know that many worlds, many places, have experienced events that have... What would be the proper term for this? Started everything over again. Take the time you have. The people you have. Cherish them. For in a flash of a moment, everything might be gone. And you... do not have my people's privilege of being able to leave.
Very wise words. Thank you for the knowledge that you've bestowed upon me. I'll make note of it. Definitely keep it in the back.
I would, of course, be careful, the Black Dragon. When they get tired of their pets, they often eat them.
And he's going to fade.
Okay. I'm gonna head back to the estate inside now, to the war room.
Okay.
All I could imagine when he was like, I could ask Thunderdeath about it. I'm like, chromatic dragon. Disgusting.
Smash cut, Allie, Asher. Asher, you were just asked, what else? What is Asher feeling right now? For the first time, someone else is able to see Planar's Bane's manifestation. Questions are being brought up. The knowledge of your trials has been brought up. How's he feeling?
Well, kind of tense right now.
Okay.
With everything being brought.
Yeah. Is he thinking about the event that happened at the port where the first chain was broken? What is he thinking of saying? Is he not saying anything? Is he just staring? Not responding?
Very hesitant in saying... In saying anything further.
Okay, in saying anything further. All right, Allie. Asher looks like he's floundering a bit, unsure of what to say.
It's okay. I can see that whatever you had to do extra was very difficult for you. Then I'm sorry for making you relive that. I want you to know that regardless of what you have to do, If you would allow me to, I will be by your side to aid with it in any way that I can. And I don't know a lot about these trials or becoming a warden, but I will let you know that it seems very difficult, and I'm proud of you. It takes a lot to take something like this head on, to know that you're going to go through things that are going to change you, your way of thinking, and your goals, and still get out of the bed in the morning and continue to work toward it. I'm proud of you, and I am so grateful to call you an ally and a friend and family. Allie will come over and offer Asher a hand up from the bed.
Asher will take the hand.
She will pull him into a hug.
I was baited.
Learned that one from Adler.
Yeah, it's Allie. You should know this by now.
Know that you don't need to do it alone if you do not wish to. You should go check on the others.
Sure.
You two head out of the room. Maylee, you've been enjoying a nice book.
Yep.
Which book have you been reading? There's a collection of books on Hagheim and Principality history, books on local lore and myths, books on Mersang history, a book on Mersang myths, a book on herbalism, a book on alchemy, 2 undescript old tomes, 3 merchant ledgers, 6 books on principality art.
The art one.
Okay. You've been looking at a nice book about a famous portrait artist, Porter, the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he drew a lot of amazing portraits, and this book just kind of recounts a lot of them through the ages of that he had done. Elven gentleman, so he's had a long time doing it. Really good, realistic. There's a few later portraits he did in his life that were kind of weird and abstract looking. So, like, he went crazy at some point in his life. Still made good art, but you'll hear Boltier coming back into the manor about the same time Allie and Asher come down from upstairs. Allie, of course, to those who would take a glance over at her as she's walking down, would notice really weird, sudden new tattoo on her right arm. Lutric, you would also notice Boltier coming out of Thunderdeath's hole in the backyard.
In public?
Yeah.
Well,
Otrim, what have you been up to this entire time? You were downstairs originally speaking with Pimble for a little while and left to your own devices. What were you up to?
Kind of gathering my things, prepping work for essentially making the tuning forks.
Okay.
Whatever I need to grab. And whatever, like a list of materials as well, because I think the forge needs to get restocked.
Yep. Okay. You're just doing some of that work. All right. Boltier, you meet up with Allie and Asher. Allie has a sick new tat. Lutric is playing with his dog boar with a barrel.
Sick boar. Sick tat. Sick barrel. So cool.
Otrim's up there too, right?
You can be upstairs. You probably came up to start just cataloging stuff and working on that, yeah?
Yeah.
Sick catalog.
Allie?
Yes.
Motion the tattoo. Where'd you get that?
Oh, this is how my people cast their magic.
You too? That's pretty sick.
No, I was trying to unattune to this dagger again, and Shadow Avalanche, so I'm told, and now tattoo, and I think I'm going to stop trying to unattune to this dagger.
Uh-huh.
Can I get a D100 from Boltier, Otrim, and Medley?
Well, I just typed D1. God damn it. Okay.
What are we rolling again?
A D100.
A 63. Oh, 54.
Got it. Cool. You three don't notice anything super out of the ordinary, except for as soon as Asher and Allie come downstairs, it is 20 degrees colder.
It's really cold in here.
It's not really cold in here.
Throughout the whole house? Or just in a vicinity near them?
Just in the vicinity near them. About 30 feet.
All right, hang on. Let me walk really over here.
Cold. Hang on a second.
Let me walk over here real quick. I'm gonna walk out of the, I'm gonna walk 30 feet away.
Yep, it's warm. Huh.
Yeah, it's... I'm just gonna shout from far away. It's cold over there!
And not, like, really cold.
But it's cold enough.
Allie.
First off, Allie, you come from a place that's arid and dry. Basically a desert. No, this is cold for you.
I know. I wouldn't say really
it's
cold.
It's not cold.
Just shivering.
It's not, like... It's not icicles like really
forming
cold.
On her eyebrows.
I would say really cold is like 13 points of cold damage. This is just fairly cold.
Allie, can I see that tattoo there, bud?
I hand Outram the dagger.
That's not what I asked. I said the tattoo.
Oh, I hand Outram the tattoo.
Outram, you are handed her hand.
Thank you.
In marriage.
Arcana check?
Yeah, you can roll Arcana check. Also, Lutric, you would have heard Boltier shouting, "It's cold over there!" from the inside of the manor.
Surprisingly not surprising. Oh,
I still had it set at disadvantage. Whoops. So, 24.
So Ali, that will be like... So, like, how long before I'm able to cast Dust Devil with it?
Ali, that is not how this works.
It might be.
Outram, you know that tattoos are often signs of some kind of... They can be, like, forms of, like, boosting someone's abilities to some extent. Like, for you, they're used as an arcane focus. But those take a long time to put into effect. You spend hours upon hours upon hours with someone who knows how to do that. This seemingly appeared out of nowhere. You also know only one other person who has had a sudden tattoo appear out of nowhere. And you know it's related to a god. And that depiction seems to match with that god. A weird bramble thing just showing up on her arm. Okay, could be a tattoo from her god. But her god isn't related to anything like this. Huh. Weird. You would also know, you can cast Identify on these things.
Oh. I didn't know if it would count as a magical item. I don't know how that works if it's on someone's skin.
I would assume that if... your tattoos are a spell focus, and you could identify a spell focus,
mm-hmm.
that tattoos that of magical nature would work the same way as an item.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Allie, would you let me identify?
Counterspell. Yeah, no worries.
Counterspell is my shtick. Get your own shtick.
Yeah, my arm automatically does counterspell, so sorry.
It does counterspell at random, though, and at random times. I cast Dust Devil. Counterspell!
But, oh no, Outram, live! Cure wounds, counterspell, damn this arm!
But Outram's going to cast Identify?
Yeah.
Using a spell slot, or?
Allie, do you have time to, it would be like, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
You want to hold my hand for 10 minutes?
If it means figure out what this is, yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
If it means that much to you.
Ritual cast.
Can we sit down?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go sit down? Medley's in the library. You could go take a seat in the library.
Sure.
Okay. Medley, as you're still looking through this neat little art book, Outram and Allie walk in holding hands, and they sit down, and it looks like Outram's reading her palm or something. It's weird.
So, tell me about your family, Outram. I know about your dad. Tell me about, like, your siblings or your mother.
Do I have to concentrate while I'm ritual casting, or can I speak in the meantime?
You can kind of speak. You can't really, like, focus on anything else, but you can talk. Sure.
Okay. My sister's here in Hagheim somewhere. Not currently. My mother is back home. For the most part, normal-ish lives.
Are they also the hobgoblins?
Mother is. Sister is adopted.
What's your sister's name?
Okira. And that, you just wanted to know that?
I've just seen if I know her. I have lots of girlfriends in the town.
She's been out on an expedition for a while.
Oh, then she's not currently in the town.
That's what I said. She's in Hagheim, but not currently here.
Ah, that makes a lot more sense why you would say it that way. I thought you meant, like, not currently in this room, which I thought was pretty obvious.
Yes, you know me, the master of speaking.
Smash cut, Lutric, you're kind of getting a little tired, a little peckish.
All right, I'll head in.
Got it. You walk in, Boltier's standing in the entryway of the back door. Medley is looking through an art book. Outram and Allie are holding hands. Outram's doing something magic-y. You're not really certain. But you know it's magic-y.
It's cold over there.
Squeaky back here.
Yeah, Canis is squeaking his barrel.
That metal, it's very rusty.
It's cold over by Allie and Asher, so just be aware of that.
Oh no, as soon as Allie moved away, it's still just Asher.
Oh, it's cold by Asher.
Lutric, roll me to 100.
45.
45? Yeah, it's just cold.
I mean, you have the back door wide open, it could be letting a draft in.
Okay, stand over there.
A minus 20 degree draft.
I will stand over there wherever both tier pointed.
Okay.
Are you telling me in a world where we have a dragon living underground in the backyard, a minus 20 degree draft is not plausible?
Look, it's just unrealistic.
Come on, man. What?
Also, he didn't say Celsius, Fahrenheit, Kelvin.
Our baker is dating the underground dragon. 20 degree draft is the least of our problems.
There's a beautiful dragon.
Might eat you.
No,
she has, she has to get bored first.
Yeah, very interesting.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, but yeah, it's colder over by Asher.
And
it's cold over there. It's weird.
Unnaturally cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's FYI. Where this is basically, it would be like it being in the Caribbean and suddenly walking into a place that doesn't have central air, and there's just a 30-foot spot that is just 20 degrees colder for no reason.
See?
Like Green Lantern cold.
I don't know what to tell you, Paul.
I told you it was cold right there by Asher.
Hey, Asher, are you making it cold?
Me? No.
But you know why it's cold around you? Boltier seems very interested in this.
I just like to be warm.
Planer's bad.
Ah, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine.
I want to insight this from hearing this conversation.
Yeah?
Yep. 17 on I'm perfectly fine. I'm fine.
How are you?
How you feeling right now, Asher? You feeling perfectly fine? I'm fine? Is that a no?
What's less than perfectly fine?
Less than perfectly fine? Not good.
A Minnesota.
A little bit above that.
So you're adequate? Moderately okay?
Let's leave it at sort of okay.
Allie, you get the feeling he's not perfectly fine. He's only sort of okay. I
can't believe he would lie to us this way.
Do you say that out loud?
I will.
You hear coming from in the library, I can't believe he would lie to us.
He's lying to us? Oh, by the way, I have to find somebody to make the egg hatch.
What?
What egg?
The one at the Black Kraken.
The Kraken egg?
Yeah, that
Why?
One.
Why?
Spirit stuff.
Okay.
At this point, Otrim, your spell would pop.
Okay.
Should be able to see it now. Under Allie's stuff.
Under Allie's also, stuff.
Well, Jim just has access to everybody's things. Yeah, I know what this does.
I just have everyone's inventory in my inventory.
So as he's getting closer finishing his spell, Allie will definitely be watching his facial expression to see it change when he realizes what's going on. Is that it? Can I take that one as Otrim realizing what's going on?
Yeah.
Don't tell
the name
Annie.
Itself gives it away.
What?
Do not tell Annie.
I figured as much.
I'm sure the dagger named Kinslayer doesn't give it away.
Yeah, not the best move on my part. Yeah, fine. Huh. All right.
This would be
an interesting topic of discussion.
Do you have any immediate later. Questions? Asher also knows.
So where is Annie?
Gone.
Glitching through the floor.
Okay.
No, he's gone.
Oh.
Just making sure he wasn't here when Allie just said, don't tell Annie.
Perfectly normal day.
Does Asher actually say that?
No.
Oh.
Yes, he does. I'm starting to get the feeling that Asher's actually perfectly fine for a change.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, did anybody grab that coin purse?
What coin purse?
What coin purse?
The one back is... The one with someone all the money in it?
I did not.
Where? Might have.
Nope.
Someone went back in and grabbed it.
No, someone tried.
Oh.
Yeah, well, see, we were paid, but all that money is probably still at Tyson's house. And he locked the door before we left, so we can't go back to get it today, at least.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No.
I guess we're getting them.
What did Asher just say? I'm assuming I misheard you, because what I heard was we could just break in and take it.
Did I sound low then?
Yeah.
Let me move it. Let me move my mic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Closer.
We just got a point of this.
Closer
charge,
still.
Man.
Ah.
I don't think that breaking into the captain's home exactly would be the best idea.
I never said that.
What did Asher say?
I guess we're not getting it then.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I'm sure it'll probably turn up later anyway. Hey, Allie.
Yes.
Can I ask why?
Why what? Motioning to my arm?
Yeah.
I wanted to see if he knew how to break the attunement. Any further follow-up question on that? Because I'm more than willing to elaborate.
Yeah, as long as Annie's not here. So you made a deal with the Lord of Masks?
I did not make a deal. He granted me a boon. There's a large difference.
In exchange for?
I communed with him. I asked him what he knew about the dagger. He informed me of what he knew about the dagger. And then I asked him, since we've been working together, if there's anything he would like me to be able to do or wield his power of some kind. And I told him that I would set up a meeting with him and Yarvar, the god that I paladin for. And I did. And I assume that it went well.
Well. But that's still a no on the dagger?
As soon as Allie mentions the fact that she had set up a meeting between her god and the Lord of Masks, all of you are just going to get the waft of what smells like a rye brandy.
Alcohol. Okay, so then it's randomly cold around Asher, and then there's alcohol smell everywhere. What's going on in this household?
Everybody's cold alcohol crazy. Cold alcohol is usually better than warm alcohol.
Not wrong.
So, that's a nothing on the dagger, then?
It's very powerful. Nobody from this plane of existence could have created it. And once it is used, the attunement should break, I believe, is kind of how everything shakes out. With this being said, I do not think I plan on using this on my mother.
Well, I'll start by apologizing, I suppose. I failed to think when just deciding to hand you that particular item, and I don't really know what or how we'd be able to do anything with it or destroy it or whatever. Fortunately, it's beyond me.
Well, if it will help you, I would like you to know that I do not harbor any ill will or hard feelings, and I accept your apology. With that being said, I have a feeling this is going to be more of an asset than it is a hindrance, as I am beginning to develop plans with it.
Any you're willing to divulge at this point? Or do you gotta think further?
If I tell you, I die.
Oh, it's that.
Great!
That particular bit of information.
Stipulation, yes.
I will say that that has piqued my curiosity quite a bit.
I wish I could tell you!
But yes, it is fine. I have my own things to look into. Well, alright then. That's a little interesting, strange. I'm sure, while, yes, keeping it a secret from Annie is good, you won't be able to do that forever, you know?
I believe being as vaguely as I can about a topic that I want to talk about, looking around to see if I make eye contact with Boltier, if he is in the vicinity, I believe, for the time being, two entities are one.
I'll vouch for that.
I point at my arm. Looking Otrim dead in the eye. You know someone else who's got a tattoo?
I do actually have to. Out of character. I know Otrim should know this, but out of characters, because it's been so long. Oh, God, who is it? It sounds so familiar. I should know it, but it slipped my brain.
He's a prophet.
Okay. Because immediately tattoo, considering how we were just talking about Asher. All this is out of character, by the way. It made me just immediately jump to that, but no one really knows much about that thing with Asher, so okay. You got it now.
I could rephrase it to, do you know who else has a boon on their arm?
Got it. That, yes. Okay. Well, I guess if you need assistance, let me know.
Likewise.
But I'll just drop that subject.
You know, the Masked Man wasn't always a bad person.
Is anyone really completely bad?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, good talk, I guess.
Thank you for
It'll
your
be
time.
An interesting conversation between you and Annie. I hope I'm not have to be there. Actually, I might want to be there. I don't know. I gotta think on it.
Hey, Davis, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would I have a long sleeve shirt in my wardrobe?
Probably.
Isn't your armor like covered in bracers on like go to your hands?
Can.
I mean, for at least combat wise. But of course, I mean, you don't want to be wearing your armor 24/7.
Well, let's put it this way. If he views my tattoo the same way he views my oath, this shouldn't be a problem.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ouch.
Bring the feels.
Yeah, I don't want to listen in on that conversation.
Okay. Well, I got. Hey.
I guess I got things I was planning on getting, so. If there's nothing else.
You safe?
Thanks.
I also have somewhere that I am going to make a trip to, if that is all right with the party. If anyone needs me for anything before I depart, I will be heading to the Prancing Pixie to speak with Nadani. As I will inform everybody of that aloud, so they know where I will be, instead of just running off and going to an undisclosed location.
Like someone.
So Asher, have you given any thought on joining us? Because if so, I could go to the Prancing Pixie too. That's where Master is.
Join what?
The Faceless.
Not like just walking up there and joining. It's not how that would work.
Well, I mean, bringing up the discussion to, you know, to the table.
I don't think it would be a good idea, but no.
If you think so, then I'll just go talk to Townsley. I have some information to get out of him anyway.
Okay. Outram, you're going to head off to do shopping for the Forge. Allie's heading off to talk with Nadani. Ulterior, you're going to go talk to Townsley. Medley, Asher, Lutric, is there anything else you would like to do today? Talk to people, discussion, go to places? Because after this day ends in game, we will be heading into the long rest.
I don't have anything specific I would need to do today, but I'd probably get started on being a deputy already.
Yeah? Figuring out patrol stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Medley?
Yeah, that's actually the same thing I was that I had in my mind as well, too.
Got it. So, Asher, what are you planning? What are you doing? Go take a nap?
Can I?
What can you?
Plan.
Plan for what?
Could I plan for people to come back and then talk to them?
Sure.
We have earrings of communication, bud.
Yeah, but they're doing their stuff.
So, we're walking to our destination.
Sam, Jesse's asking for time.
Oh. All right.
I'll allow it.
Who do you want to talk to when they get back?
Ulterior Nelly.
Got it. Outram, we're just going to take care of you right away. What are you trying to buy? Are you just trying to get everything you need for the Forge to run?
Yeah, essentially. I wasn't planning on anything too fancy, as I need to do practice with it first before I start trying to do crazy shit.
Okay, so the basic equipment to get the Forge to run again, you need 25 silver pieces for that as a base.
Okay.
For 5 attempts at making a tuning fork yourself would require 25 silver pieces in junction as well for the material cost.
Okay. So essentially about, 50 silver / 5 gold.
Yep.
All right. If you guys don't mind, I was just going to take that off of the party funds because I don't have any on me. So I'm going to do that.
We really have 300 gold and 819 silver in the party fund?
Yeah, minus the 5k something that we left at Tyson's house.
Holy shit.
That we didn't put away.
Yeah, we got a good chunk of change.
Are you sure you didn't leave it there intentionally?
What? I'm fairly certain
Lutric left it there intentionally.
Yeah, Lutric left it there intentionally. I don't want my brother's money.
Like, I don't want to be paid for saving my family. That's kind of weird.
Well, family's everything. Yeah. I heard about Dom Toretto. They would do
family's
anything.
Family's more than money.
The only other thing I'd want to do with my time while I was out is to just either stop by or inform Chad, Ken, and Dan that I was going to start working on the Forge again and that here's the materials.
Got it, yeah.
Getting the band back together.
Getting the band back together.
They'll start putting everything in place. Yeah. All right, Allie, bolt here, roll me d20s. Let's see who goes first.
Oh, yeah. 7. 2.
I have 2.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's a first.
Bolt here. You'll find your way over to the local bank / merchants guild. So, yeah, you find the Merchant's Guild, a large three-story building that is cornerstone of the mercantile pursuits, representing grocers, innkeepers, bartenders, farmers, and other miscellaneous shopkeeps that don't have their own guilds. This one is a massive, large building made of stonework and very well kept and maintained. Upon arriving here and entering in, of course, there is a clerk, but already... you see the gentleman, Samson Townley, a florid human who enjoys loud and colorful clothing. A large, rotund man who is currently speaking with the clerk at the front, handing off some paperwork. Yeah, he's there.
Mr. Townsley, it's great to meet your acquaintance again. If I could have a moment of your time.
Oh, Bolt here. Good to see you. Something you need.
Yes. Well, I've been recently looking into some... affairs of an old guild master by the name of Christoph. I had some questions regarding Thumplewilt.
Oh, Barnabas. Little weasel. What are you wondering about Barnabas for?
I have reason to believe that he was not to his own knowledge associated with a nefarious person who is running some underground operation of importing illegal goods under the nose of the Merchant's Guild.
My, my, those are some substantial claims, boy. Come with me. I'm gonna go to my office.
The large rotund man will begin waddling and leading you up to the third floor into what is past a set of double oak doors that is leading into a fantastically decorated, garish, ornate office full of a bunch of weird and random trinkets, obviously some kinds of gifts from business partners and such. You'll take a seat in a large plush leather seat behind a mahogany desk that is mostly clear except for what appears to be a crystalline decanter in the shape of a skull full of a brackish brown liquid that seems to flutter with flicks of gold.
Now, boy, what do you say? Part of some nefarious group of some kind that was importing illicit goods under our nose?
And I will slide over Christoph's journal. In there, some details written by Christoph himself prior to his execution.
Pick it up, start thumbing through it.
See. Some interesting details. Merchants.
You'll see him set down the journal, pull out one of the drawers in his desk, and start thumbing through some folders. He'll pull out one folder, peek into it, flip through some pages.
Seems that Barnabas's business partners are all but gone, mostly. One perished in an unseemly and ungodly way, while the other seem to have, well... led the city. Is that the information you were seeking?
Oh, that is good and all, but I was also seeking to, the reason as to his removal from the guild itself.
Well, Barnabas.
Yes.
He was selling improper goods and such. Potions that were supposedly able to cure diseases, heal people, bring back missing limbs and such, change hair color, skin color, race, gender, all fake. Most of it was filled with piss.
Of course. And do you happen to know the names of those individuals that were partnered up with Barnabas?
Barnabas. One Malcolm Exon, dead. You'll find him in the graveyard. And one gentleman by the name of... Where is this gentleman? His name, his face. Kobold folk. Red scales, a bit odd. Last I heard, he went up to a place in the north. No seer of some sort.
Well, thank you for all of the information you provided. This will lead very well into the investigation that I'm conducting under Captain's orders. I have recently been deputized myself.
Heard? Captain gave me a warning you might be coming around.
A warning?
Yes.
All I did was give him a hug. I don't see why a warning was necessary.
The Captain's not a touchy-feely sort of man. Trust me, I've tried.
I did too, and well, I guess you see why now. You've been issued a warning. Well, I very much appreciate you for everything that you've given to me. If there's anything I could ever do for you in return, I would appreciate it.
There is something. We have an understanding with the local guilds, even the more nefarious sort. I know that our local Thieves Guild is more of a information type broker, but an issue we have run into is at times scoundrels from the outside will come to visit. One infamous sort has recently made herself known to us that she is going to attempt at some point in the future to rob our bank. Goes by the moniker the Scarlet Thorn. Left her calling card on our doorsteps a few days prior. A bouquet of crimson roses, thorns dipped in red paint.
Anyone ever witness any sort of... Did anybody have any description of the person? Or no one seen this person prior?
No information. All is known is that her calling card is laid there, and then a week after it has been set, whatever she wanted to pilfer was pilfered.
And how long ago did you receive the calling card?
2 days. We have 4 days till the fateful night that she tries to break in and such. She's apparently quite talented. I don't think our regular security will do enough.
Got it. Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Splendid. I'll give you 4,000 silver pieces if you're able to capture her before entering into this place. I'll give you 2,000 if you're able to capture her alive after she's entered. 1,000 if she's dead.
Got it.
Anything else?
No, I think that should cover it. Thank you very much.
Did you get your vault?
We just acquired some gold to cover the expenses, and now we can actually put in the money for vault. We had one of the party members had made a large purchase, which left us with little to no capital. So after finding some missing persons, we have some spending money to actually throw at this vault.
If you ever are looking for investments, I could help you with that if you're looking to work with your money in better ways.
That is interesting.
Yes.
I'll be in touch. Thank you so much again.
Of course.
I will take my leave.
Bye.
Bye.
Smash cut. Hey, Ellie, making your way over to the Prancing Pixie?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Splendid.
It's been a while.
It has. It has definitely been some time. Arriving at the Prancing Pixie, part game hall, part tavern, part inn, part brothel, the Prancing Pixie is one of the most notorious buildings here in Haggheim. Presents a flashy facade, one that seems a bit out of place this close to the slums. Marble columns carved resemble trees that line the walls of the building, and a permanent silent image of a scandalously writhing woman with pale skin and green hair undulates on a miniature stage built to resemble a forest glen above the main entrance. Entering in, main room is filled with tables for playing cards, dice, several other games of chance run by the house. Beautiful women dressed as dryads and nymphs take drink orders along with handsome men dressed as satyrs and pixies. A large stage at the far end of the hall is a full-size replica of the miniature forest glen from the sign out front. And currently because it is daytime, no pixies are dancing on the stage. But it seems quite busy, doing well. You do notice that some of the clientele look more of a rougher sort. You definitely recognize the appearances of what appear as Armada members, piratey sort.
I see.
You also do see that Zarkus Stouthorn, the face of this business, is currently at the bar. And you do notice the visage of Nadani sat over in the corner, speaking with a woman wearing a silver mask with long black hair that drapes down her shoulders.
I will probably wait for Nadani to conclude her conversation.
Probably after about 10, 15 minutes, the woman in the silver mask will get up and walk over to another table, sit down, and you will notice, almost seemingly from the shadows, another person with a silver mask kind of walk out, sit down with the other woman, and Nadani is still at the table she was at, seemingly nursing a drink that she has at hand.
I will join Nadani at this table.
Hello. Long time.
That it has been. How busy. Is everything? Yes, extraordinarily so. How have you been?
Busy as well. A lot of dealing with business and such and outside entities.
How's your better half?
He's stressed as well.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to alleviate some of that and not too soon.
Hopefully. He seems quite caught up in things as they're going. A lot more of the politics of Hagheim have been stirred up, the loyalists and the traditionalists vying for some form of control of the council. And of course, he has himself in the middle of it.
Well, admittedly, it's kind of a good place for him to be.
Not wrong.
I had a few questions for you.
Certainly.
If somebody requested a headhunter, how would I go about knowing that?
Oh, sweetheart. Well, the Point Forum has a bounty board. You would make yourself known on it, which is okay. There is the vacancy that there hasn't been a headhunter here in a long time. You just need to make the city aware that you are present and that you are acting as a headhunter, which I'm certain if you just tell Darcy that that's something you need done, you'll do it.
Okay. For my other matter.
Yes.
When we first came to the city,
mm-hmm.
I was informed that there was a place of trade that I could access through your means.
Correct.
I think I would like to do that. Certainly. If you'd be willing to help me.
The normal entrance is usually where I would send you, but personally, I would not mind going there myself at this moment, and it'd probably be better. I can show you through my entrance, but I can tell you of how to get through the main entrance. She will tell you of a small building, down by where the docks are, that you go to that looks all boarded up, that the door will have a eye slat in it that will open up if you knock on it, 3 times, 2 times, and 3 times. They'll ask you what you want, and your response will be, I need a few dragon fruit, winter melon, and can you deliver those? They will allow you to enter in. All you have to do then is just go to the entrance that they show you, go down, and you'll be there. She will take you down into the Thieves Guild hideout. She'll take you then into her office, and then shift a, bookshelf, which will open up through what appears at first like a mechanical means, but seeing the runes on the inside of it, you assume it's probably in twofold, that probably the only person who could open this is her at this moment. Walking you down through what appears like a massive spiraling tunnel that leads into a stairway that just goes down, you will then enter into what it looks like the back area of an open stall marketplace. Just thriving and incredibly busy. If you had seen this previously, you would know that it is a lot busier than normal, it seems. Walking through, there's a lot of people selling a bunch of different things. There are obvious stalls that have foods and things and other like products that you could find in the actual marketplace, though most of the market is derived from items, magical, non-magical, things that you wouldn't be able to find up top. And you very much so notice, as you're walking around, small little balls of flesh with a big eye and tendrils. They're like basketball size, just floating around. No one seems to be paying them much mind.
Wow, it is definitely hectic here.
Yes, it is. You don't have to worry about, in Hagheim at least, your ancestry. We have been on the watch for hunters and such. Only because, admittedly, my own lineage has its own issues, and since you and your cousin arrived in the city, we've made sure to keep any information about you two to a minimum.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Of course.
After our first expedition out of Hagheim, it's been a lot harder to hide my lineage, as you may have noticed.
They're quite beautiful, so... Well, positives you. Where you can take them. I also noticed Annie has been walking around with a set of his own, though they're quite different.
Yes.
His appearance has also quite changed as well. Does it have anything to do with you venturing into the old Coldgloom Manor and the sudden reappearance of one Esmeralda Coldgloom?
That it would do. Exactly, precisely that.
So how did that all work out?
I don't see a better outcome than how we handled it. We were able to retrieve Lutric's family. Annie went through some kind of metamorphosis.
Earring of communication. Hey, Allie, I know you're at the Prancing Pixie. If you could probably just get some information on the one, hang on a second, Scarlet Thorn, because she's threatening the bank, and I want to stop her before that happens. So I just, if you could get any information while you're there. Thank you.
In the middle of my conversation, I just kind of... stop, and it would be very obvious that I just, in the middle of talking and stop, like, I'd say aloud, Scarlet Thorn.
You are going to see Nadani's eyes narrow. Scarlet Thorn.
Oh, yes. Bolt here was just saying something about acquiring information.
Well?
It seemed fairly organic.
She is a often a client of ours, though recently there was a bit of a kerfuffle. She and the guild have come to a rough patch, you could say.
Does it involve the bank?
I believe the bank is more of a repercussion, her way of giving us the bird. Yes, some information we had given her didn't pan out the way she had hoped, and she blames us for it. She is a remarkable thief, talented at what she does. Someone who admittedly did give us quite a bit of help. She also is currently, what's the term for it? Has a vendetta out for the Armada, specifically the Flayer, for reasons I'm certain. Then again, you know the gentleman, Anvar, or what he is now.
Yes.
Well, Anvar used to be a simple merchant once. She and him were involved quite closely. She's quite upset with the Principality and Hagheim's connection to the Armada now. More specifically, quite upset with Hagheim working with the Flayer closely. The information was about what was going on. We didn't really have any knowledge of what dealings the capital were making. And she was hoping to make an attempt on, well, reclaiming someone taken from her. She ended up with quite a bit of a loss of an investment. So I'm a little annoyed that she is here. I'm going to assume the bank is asking for your assistance.
That is what I would also assume. Would the bank's request align with the Thieves Guild's goals?
No.
Quite the contrary, I assume.
I would ask that you, instead of capturing her or turning her over to the authorities, discussing things with her, as I know that you and your group have a tendency of being able to talk things through.
Do you know her real name?
I only know the name she would give me. I don't know if it is real or not, admittedly. Her name that she had given me was Vornala. The details that I know of her is that she is a drow woman with fiery red hair. Short cropped.
So you're thinking that instead of capturing her and turning her over to the authorities, we could come to some kind of understanding or separate arrangement?
Something. I do know that your elder cousin, Adler, is here. His ship is docked. Possibly arrange a meeting.
Yeah, that might be something we could look into.
It would help. It might also help him. I'm uncertain of his condition. All I know is that I had met him previously. He didn't remember me.
Someone very close to me had said, no one is inherently evil.
True. People are quite complex. There is no such thing as purely good and purely bad. It's just what path they decided to take and how deep they've delved.
Now all we'll have to do is talk it as a group and see about finding I assume a public spot would be less preferable. If I would be talking to somebody I care deeply about, I would want to do it in private. And if her skills are as great as you lead on, it doesn't seem like there would be a trap she couldn't get herself out of.
True.
The estate went well. I got to meet a lot of interesting people. Annie went through some kind of change. I tried to explain to him about how I use my wings, and it caused him to grow these bulky metal ones.
Hmm.
I don't think he's seen Adler since the change.
Hmm.
Honestly, it's probably what he's doing right now. That's going to be an interesting talk.
I believe he went to the mining headquarters.
Ah, I see.
Is there a reason?
He has a few dates he needs to be a part of, talk to people.
Interesting.
I think it would be good for him.
To date?
Yes.
I imagine he seems quite lonely.
I definitely have my preferred winner picked out. The first time I met her, she had a crossbow pointed at him, and I knew that was the kind of woman he needed to keep him in line.
Did she shoot him?
If she did, it wasn't while I was watching.
Well, that's something. So what are you looking for?
You see, for reasons I cannot divulge, as it would allegedly kill me, I am looking for a necklace of fireball.
All right. I can show you where something like that would be. She'll be able to bring you to a stall that would have a necklace of fireball. All right. She will exchange a few words and speak with this man in a language, not in a language, but in a way that you don't understand. And you, Allie, are now a proud owner of a necklace of fireball.
Neat.
Roll me a d6.
I got a 1.
Yeah, it has 4 beads. 4 red dangly beads.
Neat.
Is there anything else?
Man, not that I can think of. I did not imagine getting this far.
Yeah. All right. Boltier, you'll be back at the manor first. Asher, Boltier arrives at the manor.
Hello, all. I've come with news, and as you've heard through the earring, we also have some work. I don't know if you guys want to participate in it, but I have work.
There's only like 2 people home.
It's only 2 people home.
And one of them just disconnected.
I'm just saying greetings to everybody who's in there.
But yeah, Asher, Boltier has arrived back at the manor. Do you wish to speak with him? Ignore him? Stab him? Love him?
Crime.
I walk up and hug Asher, canonically.
Okay, Asher, Boltier just walks up and hugs you.
This is not unknown. Boltier is very, very affectionate.
But it's so cold.
Actually, by this time, it would have that cold, weird aura around Asher would have stopped.
Oh.
Hey, Asher. As I'm still hugging him.
Why are you hugging me?
Why not? You're my friend, right? Friends hug. And I will let go of Asher.
Wait, is he the only one besides...
Yeah, it's you, Medley, who's off doing something else in another part of the house, and Boltier. Nothing else?
Boltier.
Yeah?
I'm sorry for getting you killed.
Don't worry about that. It's just him being a prankster. I know you were concerned about it, but really don't mind. It's not your fault.
Inspiration on that one? Because that's pretty fucking good.
Both of you take 5.
Listen, I got your back. Remember? Is there anything else? Or you want to just sit here and wait for everybody to get back? Could tell you what I learned about the case that I'm working on. It seems that one associate of Barnabas is dead now and in the graveyard, and the other is left town, has left town, and might be in OC. Also, Scarlet Thorn, yeah. We've been offered a reward to make sure that she doesn't set foot in the bank and capture her alive. If dead, then we make a lot less. But I mean, I wasn't hoping to kill a person for no reason anyway, so I, yeah. And then Allie's at the bar still getting information and stuff, probably, and talking to someone. Oh, the egg. Yeah, you remember how Annie was having those weird visions? Well, it seems like he can lead us to the person that the dragon and that egg is bonded to, so we could probably get that egg to hatch, which is what I have to do to help. Recording
to get the egg hatched.
Yeah, because his mount was the dragon that laid the egg, I guess. So the dragon egg at the Black Crack Brewery. If we can get it to hatch, then I will have accomplished the mission he set out for me, and he can move back on to the wheel.
Ellie, you return back to the manor with an ornate box in hand. Also, Medley's not there. She's on patrol with Lutric. I just remember that.
Sick.
Yep. So that's all that I. Broken on the case so far. Basically, anybody and anything that gets involved in it disappears.
Oh, hey, you too.
Oh, hey.
Allie will walk up and hug Boltier.
I hug back.
Allie will hug Asher.
Ah, yes, group hug.
How was your trip?
Interesting information. Oh, Scarlet Thorn, right. I didn't give you that much information. Just that she's targeting the bank, and... wants us to capture her alive before she sets foot in the bank or after she sets foot in the bank.
Okay. About Scarlet, she has done work with the Thieves Guild in town, and her robbing the bank is kind of her flipping the bird to them because information that the Thieves Guild had given her did not pan out the way she wanted it to. She also is not super happy that Hagheim is working with the Armada as she has a vendetta against them, mostly relating to Anvar Goldjumper, as I believe they used to be involved. Madani has requested on behalf of the Thieves Guild that we do not kill her or capture her and turn her over to the authorities. Instead, to arrange a meeting, I assume, with Anvar to maybe give them some closure that they would both need. Which, okay, well, if that did work, I believe it would take care of the bank's problem of getting robbed.
That's true. We have about 4 days before she strikes. So before that,
I think that we should talk to Adler and see if how Anvar feels about it, and then I can contact her.
Okay.
Or I can attempt to contact her.
Well, as long as we get her to stop robbing the bank, I think that should be more than good enough for Townsley. Yeah, got some information on Barnabas's partners. One is dead, and the other one skipped town to Nosy.
Well, Tyr, would you mention his name at all?
The name Hisfizz.
Allie, you recognize that name?
Hisfizz. Yes. Yes, I do. I see. With this, I know Hisfizz. Hisfizz the business.
There's going to be a knock at the door.
A red-scaled kobold?
Yes. I'm going to go look at the door. I'm going to go open that. It's knocking.
I put the ornate box in Asher's hands.
Yeah, Asher, you were just handed a very nice, ornate-looking box.
Yes.
Open it.
Asher's going to slowly open the box.
Asher, upon slowly opening the box, you'll find a nice golden necklace with four small red orbs hanging off of thin golden chains.
This is a necklace of fireball. I believe that there is going to be a fight where it will be instrumental in your success. And I'm going to tell you right now that fight is not against my mother.
Boltier, at this point, you would arrive at the door and you would open it to see a 3-foot-tall, slender-built kobold with orange eyes, 2 curled horns, and rust-colored red skin. One eye is definitely a lot more dilated than the other. He is wearing traveler's clothes with a huge backpack on his back. He's a bit hunched over. He looks ragged. And he's gonna, like, be looking at you, peek over, and go, Allie! Hey!
With my helm?
Yeah.
Alright. What are you doing out there? Get in here!
He is just gonna scamper past you, Boltier. He's a wily little boy. And he's gonna run up, and you're gonna watch him just, like, jump up and hug onto Allie.
And I embrace him also.
I'm going to close the door now.
What are you doing in Hagheim?
That's where we're going to end session.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, perfect.
I had to plot out how long this fucker would take to get here. Especially with not knowing where here exactly was. It took a long, long time.
What'd he fucking do? Walk the span of the ocean?
He did not go to the right city. And he had to find his way here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
By any chance, did he spend time in jail in different city?
Yeah.
I assume so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's with Thunderman opening a door and hugging someone.